This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Our program is not a newscast, but as I record this broadcast about 1 month before you hear it, many nations, including the U.S., are making major adjustments to life and work based on the spreading coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Thousands of people have died worldwide from this virus, most of them in China, where the virus is thought to have originated. My purpose today is to alert you to another virus that infects us all 100% and left untreated is 100% fatal. I am referring to the sin virus. Now don't laugh and don't moan, I am quite serious. Sin infects the whole human race, and what is worse, it is fatal beyond the grave. Physical death is not the actual end for people. The judgment for sin, untreated by faith in Jesus, leads to everlasting conscious death. Before I go on, I need a moment of prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. We only have one lifetime to make changes that will affect our eternal destiny. Once you die, repentance is a luxury of the past. It makes no difference if you die from coronavirus COVID-19, the flu, cancer, heart disease, or the crash of a car, train, or plane. If you die while still unredeemed from the dreadful effects of sin, physical death will be the least of your troubles. You only have this relatively short lifespan in which to decide what you will do with Jesus Christ. He came to earth to redeem us from the curse of sin that infects us all, what I have termed the sin virus. Surrender the will of your life to Christ in complete faith and repentance, and you have everlasting life with God in heaven, in total peace, happiness, and safety. Or you can choose to ignore or reject Jesus Christ and suffer the natural consequences of sin, and that is, the lingering conscious death in hell. Here is my own paraphrase of Romans 3:23. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of the glory and infinitely high standard of God. I am no better than you. Sin is something we all must deal with. We are all infected with it. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2 and verses 15 to 17, we read this. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it, but the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." So there we have a clear statement of the one law Adam and Eve were not to break, and that death God described was spiritual death, meaning complete separation from God, and later physical death would come too. Now, the punishment phase of Genesis in chapter 3 and verse 22 sounds like this. Then the Lord God said, "Look, the human beings have become like us, knowing both good and evil. What if they reach out, take fruit from the tree of life, and eat it? Then they will live forever." So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden, and he sent Adam out to cultivate the ground from which he had been made. After sending them out, the Lord God stationed mighty cherubim to the east of the Garden of Eden, and he placed a flaming sword that flashed back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. You see, God always wanted eternal life for people with him forever. But since man and woman sinned, he had to expel them from the Garden of Eden and the Tree of Life, Otherwise, they would live as eternal sinners forever on earth, and since sin separates from God, people would be forever alienated from God and kept forever on this sinful earth. Salvation in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was always in the plan of God, so by forcing them out of Eden, God made redemption possible through Christ. In Romans chapter 5, we see contrasting statements describing the sin we all inherit from Adam and his first sin in the Garden of Eden. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused sin to rule over many, but even greater is the wonderful grace of God and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, the one sin of Adam brings condemnation for everyone, but the one act of righteousness of Christ brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person, Christ, obeyed God, many will be made righteous. In Romans chapter 1 in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes of his work spreading the gospel message, also known as the good news of the saving power of Jesus Christ. Here is that portion of Scripture from Romans 1. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the Scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. But God shows His anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So, they have no excuse for not knowing God. In a job, when we work, we get paid for the work we do. In life, God pays us back for the sin we do, or graciously blesses us for faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. In Romans 6:23, we read this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." In the Old Testament of the Bible, in Psalm chapter 51, we get an honest confession of sin by King David of Israel, who eventually confesses his sins of murder and adultery to God, and even goes a step further to admit to inherited sin that he got from the first sin of Adam. Here is how that portion of the Bible reads. "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just, for I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me." Many people these days are so disconnected from the Bible and from God that they have no idea what sin actually is. It is any disobedience or disregard for the moral law of God. It is breaking the commands of God. Galatians chapter 5 in the New Testament of the Bible gives some examples of what sin is. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But, by contrast, the Holy Spirit of God produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the leading of the Spirit in every part of our lives. Now, that last part where the Bible says living by the Spirit is only possible once you have purposely surrendered the will and control of your life to God through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Those people who choose to put their complete faith in Jesus and genuinely believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior are the same ones that God has chosen ages ago to be willing to bend the knee and bow to the will of God. All such people are all of the chosen ones for whom Christ died. Listen to this description in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting the sins of people against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 explains how Jesus Christ saves people from their sin. Christ himself suffered when he died for you, and with that one death he paid for your sins. He was not guilty, but he died for people who are guilty. He did this to bring all of you to God. In his physical form, he was killed, but he was made alive by the Spirit. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as on your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 John 1:9. God is faithful and reliable. If we confess our sins, he forgives them and cleanses us from everything we have done wrong.